Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 336 for Tuesday, April 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Tuesday as losses in outside vegetable oil markets weighed on prices. Canola was down by as much as $1.60, but the most active May contract down only 80 cents at $480.80 per ton. Chicago soy oil futures were down by over half a cent per pound, while Malaysian palm oil futures also posted large losses overnight. Chart-based positioning, as the uptrend in canola is showing signs of slowing down, did contribute to the relatively softer tone in canola. However, the losses were tempered by weakness in the Canadian dollar. The currency was down sharply relative to its U.S. counterpart. That helped keep canola looking attractively priced to both exporters and domestic crushers. The need to keep some weather premiums in the futures through the spring seeding period were also supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both lower, but corn posted small gains. Soybeans down 6 to 9 cents, the May contract down 9 at 9.05 per bushel. Chart-based profit-taking after beans hit their best levels in over 7 months last week accounted for some of the selling in beans today. The advancing South American harvest and strength in the U.S. dollar were also bearish. However, ideas that U.S. soybean acres will likely be down on the year remained somewhat supportive. For corn, prices were up 1 to 2 cents, the May contract up 2 at $3.56 per bushel. Solid export demand helped prop up the corn market today, as U.S. corn is looking attractively priced to global buyers. Concerns that rainfall in some southern corn-growing regions may delay corn seeding were also supportive. Wheat, meanwhile, it's down 1 to 4 cents. The May contract in Chicago down a penny at $4.74 per bushel. That rain, raising concerns for corn, is coming at just the right time for dry winter wheat fields, and that pressured wheat prices. The strong U.S. dollar and poor export demand also weighed on values, but ongoing production concerns elsewhere in the world, including the Black Sea region, helped temper the declines. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, April 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.